Welcome aboard our vessel. I'll be your cook. Join me and my trusty ally, the captain, as we set sail through our relationship with music, film, literature, and everything in between, as well as our ongoing exploration into mental health and well-being. Anchors up!
Don't know what that was.
No,
I know. I don't know if they picked that up on the mic then, but they might have. I think it's the scrappies.
Yeah, it's my hip. Yeah.
Yes, we are. We're back.
We are.
Bit of it'll be like a sort of traditional format in the layout, but we haven't really got a subject for the body of it. We're just going to have a chat. We've had a while since we've touched base. There's a lot going on in the world, isn't there?
Yeah.
So I think it'll probably be touching a little bit on looking after. Yeah. Taking care of yourself and everything. But anyway, we'll review challenges because you put your photos up.
I did put my photos up. Yeah.
How did you feel documenting your week?
I enjoyed it. Like, it was, I made sure I took time to pause to take, because I was like, I'll just take a photo. I was like, no, let's make sure what I'm taking, the context. It's full of sport and beer. Quite a lot of rugby photos.
A couple of non-alcohols in there.
A few not, and obviously Manchester.
Yes.
A couple of photos of that. But yeah, it was just, I was lucky that my work colleagues got on the wrong train, so I had the train to myself all the way up to Manchester.
You had a little tiny, like a small pub crawl, some recommendations.
I did, so a couple of photos from them.
Yeah.
You know, it is, you find a lot of people point and shoot, and it's like, actually, well, what am I taking a photo of?
Yeah.
No one. That really.
And you could mark all those photos with exactly what you were doing, couldn't you? So that's good as well, yeah.
So you're going to make me laugh now.
This is so bad.
There you are, you made me laugh. Done.
Do you hear about the man who planted himself in the forest?
I did not.
He grew into a bloke tree.
Should we get on?
That's the best I could do. I think if I was ever going to be a stand-up, I wouldn't do jokey jokes.
No, it'd be observational.
Yeah. But then I thought, like, I don't want to offend anyone because I'll go off on one. But he turned into a bloke tree. So should we go into a chat?
Yeah, I think we should.
Borderline caught a brin burp. It's been a while.
Really, it has been a while. I've been more reserved, mature. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely not mature, but I get the sentiment. Yeah.
I think, yeah. Sorry, I'm just looking at funny news stories.
Are you? Go on, kick us off.
I think, yeah, this is, you know, we're just going to have just a random chat, different updates, music world, different things that have happened. No, so it'll be a shorter one. So I think I'll put in description, grab a coffee or beer, just sit down and just, we both got a coffee. Once the coffee's gone, so before the coffee goes
cold,
we shall finish.
Definitely.
But one piece of news I've just found. So a box of giraffe poo has been seized at an airport. And you've got, this will be a little bit of a Havago news for you now.
Okay.
So you've got to finish this. Box of giraffe poo seized at airport after woman wanted to use it to
put in her cat litter tray.
Nope. I have one more go.
To put in her husband's pillowcase.
No. To make a necklace.
What? You know what? It's made me think, what does giraffe poo look like? Is it big piles of dung? Oh, they're like little charcoal, like little piece of charcoal.
Yeah.
What's the shell in the middle?
I know, it looks like a snail, doesn't it?
Is she going to use the balls of poo? For anyone who can't see it, obviously, you can look it up. They look a bit like, you know those bird feed balls that you get, don't they, but brown, as you can imagine. But then she's got a seashell in them, which I'm assuming she was going to hang off.
She's previously made them with moose feces, apparently. Mm. She won't face sanctions, but the agency's agriculture specialist destroyed the giraffe poo.
Now
that imagine
I can
like
watch
a controlled explosion.
Has anyone seen Oppenheimer? Stand in the background like, that's a good start. So talking of news and like, you know, I was talking to you, wasn't I, about the effect of the news this week. Mm-hmm. We don't really want to delve too much into it. We all know what's going on in Israel, Palestine. It's just taking a moment to tell people to look after yourself, because honestly, I've struggled this week. I've really, really struggled. Because ultimately, the acts on both sides now are getting to a stage where you have to question the humanitarian approach of it. But I think for us in this pod space, it's more about don't get pulled in.
No.
In it with choosing sides and all of this. Friends of the podcast, you know, that we know are Jewish. We've got friends who are Muslim as well who listen to this podcast. Ultimately, the thing that's been difficult for me is seeing, as always, the innocent people who get hurt in this on both sides, and it is really bad. But it's, I don't know your thoughts, but you're taking
just do the research before you talk.
Yeah.
You know, before you form full opinions, do the research in the right places. You know, about history and about what's happened, why it's happened. You know, I mean, we just said, you know, we had to do it with Northern Ireland, you know,
and that sort of thing,
and just research and really understand. I'd be interested, I don't know, I haven't looked, but I'd be interested to see if Yusuf comes out of anything.
Yeah, Cat true.
Stephen says anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll segue into another fun story.
Go on then, we'll mix it up.
Yeah, so you like baseball?
I do.
You like the Philadelphia Phillies?
Don't mind them, yeah.
I don't know why I said you like them.
Yeah, I'm Chicago White Sox, but yeah, go on.
So can you tell me what was denied entry into the baseball stadium?
Recently? Oh, there's a pet. It was a service alligator or crocodile.
Yes, an emotional support alligator.
Yeah. What's the emotional support there? If someone does something to me, my alligator will rip your head off, basically.
He's often seen being hugged or kissed.
Yeah, I saw that. It was a few weeks ago that he... Yeah, they wouldn't let him in. But, yeah. I mean, in my head, I'm like, obviously. But then you've got to think from this person's perspective, it's their service animal.
Yeah.
If they've been brought up in an environment where, like, you know, their natural instinct, shall we say, for an alligator crocodile is not there. But you can imagine if you were sat next to him, you would be, like, shitting yourself for, like, pretty much the whole time. Is it going to attack?
Yeah.
You know, probably just wants to give you a kiss. But
I
wouldn't want to kiss off an alligator, personally. No. But is it an alligator or a croc?
It was an alligator. But then also... So obviously in America, they like, oh, we'll get a big news story out of this, or, you know, and Sky News have done the same. So you'd expect the guy to say quite a lot on it.
Yeah.
He said, it was no big deal. We just simply turned around and went home.
Can we have some comments? We want in the back of the mind, like, we want you to be really controversial and say how terrible it is that you had your rights taken. Now we're just going to go home. We kind of expected it.
Yeah.
What was I thinking, bringing an alligator to a baseball game? And I don't know if you noticed, but talking about, because I know you like sport. Go on.
Sorry. No, carry on. I found another one. So
the sports stories this week, because the Phillies have been playing the Braves. The Phillies won last night. So the championship series in baseball for our American listeners. A lot of them will be excited. And the last down to the last four teams, the Phillies got through. And something that happened in game two, the Phillies made, they collapsed sort of towards the end, which allowed the Braves to win. And one of their best players in the Phillies, Bryce Harper, made a mistake, their first baseman. The player for the Atlanta Braves, when he was talking to the changing room, was basically mocking Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Going, ha, 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 attaboy, Bryce, you know, taking the mick. Mm. Next game, Bryce Harper hits, I think it was a 3-run home run. And as he rounds first base, stares down... This player is called Arcia.
Yeah.
I know you love stuff like Redemption. Mm. Next at bat, hits another home run, goes round and stares him down again. The first time he stared him, the Arcia looked at the floor, but the second time he made eye contact, and they've got one of those wicked now sport images of Bryce Harper rounding the base, looking at him with like the proper game face. And Arcia just sort of stood there, probably resigned to, I've fueled the fire. Because sometimes mind games backfire, don't they? You play mind games. You've got to be able to then take the responsibility after. So that image of him rounding the base wheel, for people, if we find him, maybe I'll share it to our story or something. But it was just a proper...
Did that one? No?
Yeah, there was a better one from the back.
Yeah.
I'll find, I think MLB shared it.
Okay.
It was just one of those great sporting moments. Whether you like baseball or not, Harper didn't say anything after. He just went into the stadium and did what he does best, basically. And now the Phillies are through and the Braves are out. So obviously that guy from the Braves might have cost it for his team, because it might have just got in their heads a bit.
Yeah, you know, rather fuel to fire. Yeah.
Right, add your next story in.
Okay. What did a herd of sheep eat in Greece after Storm Daniel floods?
What did a herd of sheep eat?
Eat in Greece after Storm Daniel floods.
Feta cheese.
It was 100 kilograms or something, if that helps.
100 kilograms in Greece. Tomatoes?
One last guess.
I'm just trying to... Greek salads.
Cannabis.
Was it?
The sheep invaded a greenhouse producing medicinal cannabis in Greece.
So they're just like all chilled on the hillside now. They just like, there's no problems in sheep world in Greece.
A shepherd noticed strange behaviour in the herd, but it's not clear what this involved.
We need more information.
We do need more information.
Like, don't, please, out there, if you own sheep, do not feed cannabis to them. At the same time, these ones who eat it off their own accord, I want to know what they're doing. We want to know,
yeah.
First of all, I just picture that you just, you're like, chilled reggae music blasting from the hillside, you know. Yeah, I don't know. It's funny, isn't it? Like, you heard, was it that one where they made a film about it, but it was based on a true story with the cocaine...
Cocaine bear fell
into, like, a forest somewhere, didn't it? And apparently the bear found it, didn't he, and did something. They made a film about it. I haven't seen the film. And I don't really know much about it.
Yeah.
But it just instantly triggered, like, maybe I need to... Maybe that'll be a film in a few years. It'll be Ganja Sheep. I read that Starzy Poetry Circle book you read me. I've got about 20 pages to go. If anyone out there, highly recommend it. You read it. Did you buy it off your sister?
Yeah, I borrowed it off my sister, yeah.
Yeah, and, well, the fact that she read it and I've said, you've got to borrow that, and then you've said, read it and I've said, you've got to borrow that, gives a different angle to, you know, obviously the split between East and West when the wall was up, primarily zones in on Eastern Germany, doesn't it, as part of what they were doing. And it's funny, isn't it? How much you try is ultimately why communism collapsed in the end, was they were losing control of people, weren't they? But just how people within, you know, East Germany and beyond had that urge to create, and the state almost deemed that they had to control that. You know, what were they putting out? What were they saying? Was it about freedom? And there was one bit in there that I love, if you remember it, where the guy had written a poem. But the coded message was in there, was if you took the first letter from the first word of the poem, because the poem really didn't mean anything, there was like a against the state poem built within there, and they had people vetting them to try and find hidden messages, didn't they, and block them out.
Yeah.
And then they started their own poetry circle, A, to keep an eye on who joined it, but B, to try and put like pro about the parties, pro about, you know, communism and the state.
Basically newspeak, isn't it?
Yeah, newspeak.
Basically,
and it happened, didn't it? It was like, I think they formed it in 84, 85, didn't they? Yeah. One of them. But controlling language and the power of that, because the one guy in there said, one of his was Murloc or Merlon or something like that, who was apparently a mythical creature from before, but it was all linked to God separating people by their language. You know, so it'd be like hunters and farmers, they would talk in different languages because they had different means and ends to what they needed to do. But the power of language is so important. That book is a different spin, isn't it, on something that we think we know a lot about. So yeah, don't know what you thought about it. Did you enjoy it?
I did. You know, I just know it was the parallels of like 1984 and that sort of side, and it just makes me, I still haven't been to Berlin. You know, it just makes me want to go. I know Law and Priest have just come back.
Yeah.
So they did, you know, they've been, you know, both sides. But yeah, I'll get that one day.
Yeah, we'll go to Berlin for Sam listens to the pod from time to time. He's going to Berlin for a stag do next year. He lives in Canada. We've got his wedding in Canada next year. A lot of travelling. I'm looking forward to that. I'm really intrigued by the eastern side. I'd like to go to some of the old Soviet blocs.
Yeah.
Because they reckon that there's still communities of people, I think it mentions it in that book, that still, especially people from the generation, still sort of toe that line a little bit or hark back to those times, because it's a lot of concrete living in blocs.
I mean, it's very recent history as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's when... since we've been alive.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It was 89 the wall went down. So,
So I was a year old.
Yep. We brought the wall down.
We went there.
Yeah.
But hammer and chisels.
Yeah.
And got them down. But look, I think that's good. Any other, actually, I was just thinking, we haven't read any or borrowed any books from each other lately, but you did take Animal Farm, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I did read Animal Farm.
How do you find that?
I flew through it.
Yeah. Short like, anyway.
3 days,
it?
Yeah. But I've just, I think I just wanted to read, probably just, it is Orwell, isn't it?
No. Yeah, it's Orwell.
Yeah, I just wanted to read another Orwell. So I thought, oh, I'll read that. And just that, I was like, I'm sure I've read it before, and I could remember just from like growing up having read it. And I think it's, trying to get the right way to say it, how people can manipulate and can take advantage of those who haven't got enough either intelligence or resources
and the choice of animal, isn't it? It's like the horse is the worker, so no matter who's in power, they just do their job, don't ask any questions. the chickens are like, they'll just chirp the party line, chirp, chirp, and they'll follow, yeah, like the pigs, the ones with the brains. Mm. And then, like, yeah, it's
the cat just appears when it wants to.
Yeah, yeah, which is a bit like Eve.
Yeah.
And it, look at you with disgust.
Yeah.
But then, like, the it's basically written, like, as a kid's book for adults, mm, in it, which is, yeah, a really interesting sort of spin and concept as well. So, yeah, you'll have to lend another Orwell.
I will.
Yeah. I've got a few more here, I think, for you to borrow. Any other stories you found?
No. Well, apart from the world, obviously, you know, a bit for Seagull Corner. You know, like we said, we both watched the America's Cup sailing, we the did. Untold stories. And, yeah, just the fact that actually Seagulls kind of won the America's Cup for Australia.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he was influenced by the flight of a seagull and how it took, yeah, off with one swoop,
yeah,
with the wind. So
it's, yeah, funny how, like, people who, from an architecture perspective or engineering, take inspiration from nature, mm, don't they? If you look at, like, it's the building down, we were talking about the recently, like, what's the place for Royal Arts of College in Cardiff?
Royal Welsh.
Royal Welsh. Yeah. That's a beautiful building. Mm. I'm just thinking of local ones now, but like the Millennium Centre, the way that's built and the shape of it. You've got the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah.
That's like meant to look like a yacht or a sailing boat, isn't it? And things like that. So how funny how they observe, we just see it as an everyday thing. Mm. But they, like, what lessons can we learn from nature and bring that in? And then ultimately, I think if anyone hasn't seen it, it's the Untold series, as Bryn said. There's lots, yeah, of great ones in there. I think we might have mentioned some of them before. But the America's Cup for me was something I knew nothing about. Like,
yeah,
you know, I knew it was a cup, but like that story of how they won it and the secrecy around it and how the guy, the American, the first American to lose it, how he was almost like shunned, wasn't he, by, yeah, the,
you, well, know, didn't they say that he'd be shot? Like the first, that someone jokes, the first person to lose the America's Cup to be shot.
Yeah.
But I can remember, it was nice watching and realizing actually how big a competition it is, because in 2017, when me and Charlotte were in New Zealand, they won the America's Cup whilst, okay, we were there.
Right.
And the place erupted.
Did it?
Yeah. You know, and I was, okay, like, oh, I didn't realize it was that bigger.
Yeah, bigger deal.
Bigger deal. But I do have another story, which actually I heard on the radio as well. So with pubs closing and things, yep, like that, one guy has decided, he's from Sheffield, okay, John May. He challenged himself to drink 2,000 pints in 200 days.
2,000 pints? So he's 10 pints a day.
Too far. And I think he's coming to an end now, and he said he's put on half a stone.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. He's already spent upwards of £6,000 on beer and predicts he will have reached £8,000 by the end of his challenge later this month. In his words, he's propping up UK economy.
My God.
Imagine how Sarah would react with all the Monzo notifications.
I mean, she's probably thinking I'm doing that challenge from time to time now, to be honest with you. But
and there's also a guy who, just because it's all about being healthy, man orders UK's biggest bacon roll from Greg's. Oh, it's disappeared. And it was 2,900 calories.
Oh my God.
51 rashers of bacon.
Oh.
Like, why?
See, I mean, it sounds, I'll be honest with you, I went to Carmarthen yesterday,
yeah,
and had a sausage roll. I will find the name in a minute because I'll shout it out for anyone who's in Carmarthen. And it was like almost the size of my head. So it was absolutely like delicious.
Yeah.
It's
in a box to fit it all in.
But they do like turkey rolls. But like as always, yeah, when I go to a local branch, I always ask the manager or someone there, where do you go for your food? Mm. And this one was like around the corner, and it was called, nice, Kegin and Merthyn, in centre of Carmarthen. If you're there, go and get a pastry or a cake. Mm. Also, and the two guys working as well were having a laugh with the customers. So proper local business.
Yeah.
But the sausage roll, it was like a pork and sage, oh, sausage roll,
man,
and
it's making me hungry now.
It was the size of my head, right? Like, oh, maybe not quite that, but my head's quite big. But I was trying to give it. But I was struggling to wrap my lips around it, put it that way, right? Anyway, should we take a quick break? And we come back and set some challenges, is it? Seagull Corner.
Oh, I had to stifle another burp.
To be fair, though, you kind of did a seagull corner in the main bit about the seagull.
So I don't know why you're doing this.
No, but... I just wanted to add a story and I read, and it just really did make me laugh, even though obviously he's come out of a bad situation, so I hope the person's all right. But a man broke up with his partner, his girlfriend, wife. Stop dropping that.
spoiling
things. He's done it three times. So basically... he put up posters all around their local town and nailed them to lampposts with phone numbers on there saying to leave a message with your best Chewbacca impressions on, right, to the number. But the number was his ex-partner's. So she's on this news channel going, it's literally, I'm getting messages at all times of day. She's probably going, right on. So I thought... it was funny because it's just a level of petty sort of shithousery that I appreciate. You know, so when we talk funny stories... Actually, I want your Chewbacca impression now. What would you leave on there? Go on.
And how's Chewbacca sound?
Got to, like, roll your tongue against your
tongue. Oh, I wasn't prepared for that.
I hope there's any listeners out there, no listeners with headphones in at night. They just think someone's coming out there going,
oh! You didn't let me warm up for that one.
Sorry, let's just move on. Challenge time. Much better! You're dying to do that. No more.
I sound like a motorbike.
We are coming up to Halloween.
We are.
Theme of my challenge.
Okay.
So, do you have any go-to horror books or sort of Halloween-themed books you read this time of year? What is it?
Woman in Black. I'd probably read Woman in Black if I were to read one,
Okay. So I want you to read Woman in Black.
Okay.
Okay. But obviously, we're at that time of year now, so you've got to read it like night.
Okay.
And get the feels from it, because I always read a particular book. I think you know, don't you, the book? Do you know the book I read?
You've told me before, so I probably should. It's not Frankenstein,
I'm flipping the challenge. I'm going to read Woman in Black, because I've never read it.
Okay.
You're going to read Jekyll and Hyde. And I'm being kind to you, because you're very busy, and Jekyll and Hyde is like not even 100 pages.
Lovely.
So I'll read Woman in Black.
Okay.
You can read that.
But you've still got to have another challenge, man, from me.
Oh, yeah.
I've still got a challenge.
I just challenged myself. Yeah. No, I'm coming to the end of that Stasi poetry circle.
Yeah, so actually, I'm looking for a book.
So I'll go straight into that.
So for me, so it was the Welsh Music Prize. This week, last week, whatever. I'll be honest, I hadn't heard of the band that won. So for you, listen to Rogue Jones.
Brilliant.
And the album.
We'll do that. I think they're from West Wales.
Might be.
Cardiganshire. I think I haven't listened to the music, but I read about them when Welsh Music Prize nominated. It didn't work out for us to go this year, did it?
No.
Creep up on us from nowhere?
Really just came from nowhere.
I was like, it's this week and we're away.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Okay, so I think outro, look, it's just a chit. We like to do that now and again. We're not having really agenda. You know, maybe like, you know, one of the things to challenge listeners from you is ring up a friend and just don't have an agenda. Yeah. Someone that you normally just send WhatsApps to all day, give them a ring. Mm. Don't think about what you want to talk about. Just see where it takes you, or meet them even, you know, better still.
Yeah, we did say we'd make a more firm announcement on our 100th episode.
We might do that on the next one.
I'll put some out on Instagram about what is happening. But get in touch if you've got any ideas, or if you'd like to host us.
Yeah.
We can come to your house.
Yeah, we'll come. I know a lot. Like Reverend and the Makers does living room gigs with his fans.
Yeah.
I think Craig Charles is doing it currently.
Okay.
So if he's playing in a city, he's offering people a chance for him to bring his decks around and just do a party for friends.
There you go. Let us know. We'll come to your house. And also, have a rider ready.
A lot of our bands that we've had on and that we like as well, and hopefully
that we like, which are the ones you don't like,
will also be coming on, hopefully, some of them in the future.
Yeah.
There's a lot good going on.
Yeah.
And I think the Rogues are growing. With this band that we've really come to like.
Yep. Joe Kelly's got his next album at some point.
Yeah, that's in the can, being worked on.
Yeah.
You know, I've just like people like Small Miracles have been doing a lot.
Katie Lou's
been busy.
Dirty Carrot.
Dirty Carrot doing very well.
Yep.
Then you've got bands like Slate getting played a lot from Cardiff. Mm-hmm. Shlug just continue to be Shlug. Don't they? Cool.
Rusty Shackle looking to take over Depot, I believe it is.
Tramshed.
I mean, if I will say, I don't know whether it's sold out yet, but it's Rusty Shackle, Pigeon Wigs,
yeah.
Joe Kelly and the Royal Pharmacy, and the Rogues, all of which we have had on our podcast, whether snippets or things like that. So essentially, this is our gig.
Yeah, this we've done this.
We've promoted. We put them together through the podcast.
Obviously, Gav, the checks in the post, yeah?
Yeah.
Till next time, then. Try from me.
Oh, try from me.